This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what time it is. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 73. I had to check. I wasn't sure. I only record this every single week, but I wasn't sure. It's your boy, Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Afrotino. Yeah, let's do it like that, man. We could get into explaining what that's all about.
Start playing the guitar. That's my special request, man.
I'm my man, B.
Yes, B, sir. Baby Trey in the building,
hey,
man.
I'm getting lethal this year, man. Baby I'm getting on my Black Panther workout. Watch this. That's all I'm going to say.
For sure. Yo, young Sheldon Sebastian, what's good with you? Yes, sir. It's been a great, successful episode. We've covered a lot of hard-hitting topics. The question, we're hitting the topics that you need to be talking about at the top of 2021. We're talking about New Year's celebrations. We're talking about loud-ass, annoying mufflers. We're talking about Sheldon's brother's beef with electric vehicles and how he'll never give up his gasoline vehicle in any circumstance, at any point in time ever. We're talking about the PS5 experience and receiving questionable items, but not questioning the provider of these questionable items, and seeing Victor Baxter in public along with other lookalikes. Before we get into this episode, all the YouTube viewers, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. But to become a true Naughty Gang Eagle, go on and hit that bell so you never miss an episode. All right? Enjoy the episode. Oh, man. Just like that, the Naughty Gang's Eagles flying in. They got that notification because they hit that motherfucking bell. They're flying right in.
Yeah.
So many eagle sounds, I can't hear my own thoughts. Yes, sir.
It's hard to hear your own thoughts.
Yes, sir. It's only right.
Bro, a real Naughty Gang Eagle saw. Listen,
what's
Jermaine,
that?
He saw the video of me not achieving my PS5
because
he got the subscription. He said, you know what? The big eagle down. He needs some help. I just got my wings in the little trap and he just did the rest. Man.
Major eagle.
Power Naughty Gang Eagle, man. Yeah.
That's a major eagle. Yo, tell the story that real quick. How you got your fucking PS5, nigga. When the entire world.
Yeah, word. Yo, not only how did I, how did we?
Oh,
yo,
two.
Like, yo,
Sheldon got a PS5 too.
Yeah. Up there in the case, we got two. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I cut that part off out the fucking vlog because I just didn't really want to. Yeah, you know?
It'd be too much.
Yeah. But basically, boom, you know what I mean? I tried to get the PS5, didn't really work, you know? I tried Best Buy, tried Walmart, didn't work. Put it out a vlog. The streets saw my pain, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were, yo, don't get it twisted. A lot of people were like coming at me just trying to do exactly what I said I didn't want to happen. They're like, yo, 15 bands, I got you. I'm like, bro, no.
Oh, they're trying to upsell you?
Right. Yeah, bro.
Oh, bro. The disrespect.
No. The disrespectful, they weren't the real Eagles, man. They weren't there for me. And then my man's, Raul, he was just like, he hit me up. He's just like, yo, I got you for retail. And then I told Shells, I was like, yo, like, this may be it. This may be the official plug. And then he got the first one. And I basically had a little, me and Shells had a little thing.
Yeah. Hold on, give some context.
Did
the message look like the plug? Like, was it all lowercase and shit or did it look shady? Like, what said to you that this is legit?
Yeah. What made you give him a chance?
Honestly,
because all my DMs look sketchy, nigga. Even the legit shit.
Yeah.
This nigga spelled that shit wrong.
Yo,
and shit.
Look,
why is space on a comma, nigga?
Yo, I think because he couldn't do me wrong until like the PS5 was in his hands.
Right.
You know what I mean? If he didn't have the PS5, it was a dub. So he's saying he all he said to me, oh, I know I got me right away. I'm rereading the message and I'm like, oh, this is what I want to answer right now. He said, saying you need a PS5 for retail.
Watch us. That's not it. Go. So he establishes message, that he understands the circumstance.
Yeah, he went right there.
That's like when you get a commercial. You get a medical commercial on TV. Your penis burning. Yeah, actually, yeah, that shit is on fire.
Whoa.
Your ears perk up.
Engaged.
Okay, you're engaged.
Yeah. You fucking sit up, correct your posture and shit. First of all, he's replying to the story of the vlog of me failing.
Okay.
Smart. Then the message where he starts reeling that bitch in. I can secure that for you.
With the eyes. Nah, nigga, somebody said secure. They mean it. Yeah. Yeah. Because you could get something. But to secure one?
Yeah, to secure something.
Jermaine, ask me how he spelled you.
Is it just the letter U or...
It's just the letter U, Jermaine. It's just the letter U. I knew it. I knew I was good.
Yeah.
I knew I was good, man. All I said to him, bro, I responded like, I just said, prove it. Literally,
it's like,
nigga, I'm fed up with this.
I'm sick of being scammed, nigga. Been on this earth 26 years, nigga.
I didn't think I would have this conversation out loud, but I literally said, prove it. I was looking at my phone, it says, prove it. And I did not respond again. My first two messages to him were prove it and K. I swear to God, I was just tired of the bullshit. I'm just like, yo, if you do this, you're the guy. I just let him know from right
there.
That's
a fact. There's no lies in that sentence.
The man was, he was just very assured that I'd get one. And that's all it took. You know what I mean? A little faith. I said, yo, do your thing. He pulled the first one. And I was just like, yo, that's crazy. If you can get a second one, that'd be nuts. If not, you've done your work. Thank you so much.
Right.
A week goes by, he hits me up and says, yo, I got another one.
See, now the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, something like that where you know like the world is short on PS5s and nobody's getting these. And then all of a sudden you get a plug that's like, yo, I could get you this and get you one. And then it's like, wow, that's amazing. And then gets you two. Like, do you question the moral? Is it, you know what I'm saying? Is the moral alarms going off or it's just like, all right, nigga, you got it. Nigga, fuck it.
Nope.
Hey, let me tell you something. The moral is I got a PS5.
We got a PS10, nigga. We got two.
What can I say? Nah,
yo, I didn't want to know. Nigga, just.
Yo, Brenton. I don't want to know how you're getting it.
Yeah, I don't care, bro. All that, just let me bust this seal real quick. Okay, it's
as long as I get to keep it. Hey,
trust me.
I have video proof that it was you that fucking gave me this shit. So if anything goes wrong.
Yeah. Oh, why do you think I recorded it?
we'll put you on the vlog.
Yeah, I'll reveal his license plate early. I'll be like, oh, this you? Nah. It wasn't like that. And actually, he's more respects to him because... the second PS5 was his, the one that he secured.
Yo, let me clap it up for that man.
Exams coming up.
Let me clap it up for that man. Yeah. And drop a bomb. So, you know, I'm gonna let them Eagle screams form.
Yeah,
you can 405 Eagle screams for every PS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo.
So he basically just said exams are coming up and like Christmas is coming up and like. He's saying he doesn't need to be distracted, so I should just take it because he's not going to be playing it. And he's saying he can get one later on. And I'm just like, yo, I literally told him no, like for maybe like 2 days straight. I'm like, nah, like I'm not taking it. And he said, brother, take it off my hands. I said, all right. And like, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Like,
there we go.
Like, yeah,
there we go.
I said no already. Yeah, and you're still barking up this tree. So like,
you're demanding that I do. You know? So who am I to say no?
You don't have any PS5 games.
That was the thing. Yo, I got the fucking system and I'm like, all right, let me just buy a game. Cause I'm like, I have the PS5, let me buy a game for it now. And there's no games.
Like, that's why I haven't played. That's why I haven't been playing.
Jermaine,
bro.
There's no games though. Literally. Games.
You're busting your PS4 games.
Yeah, it's PS4 games, and they're just like some of them like, yeah, we'll upgrade when we get to that. Like,
yeah.
you have to download certain patches for it to read the same things. But I'm like, there's no games that, bro, except for the Miles Morales shit, and yeah, that's just still an upgraded game. The first PS5 game that's coming out, I just saw it today. I think it's like a sports game of some sort.
Nah, there's PS5 games out right now. Like, there's Godfall.
No, like the first garbage, like official ones that's coming out.
It is, yeah. Godfall is only on PS5, I believe. It's garbage, but it's only on PS5.
Oh, yeah.
But it's there, though.
Any game I play is on thin ice. You fucking make something too hard.
Bro.
Yeah, I have a controller, nigga. If you don't make it very clear on what I have to do and how I do that shit, I'm not fucking shit, nigga.
Yeah, you can.
That's what you're just asking for.
You know what? You know he has to play for a while when he said just wrap the controller up.
Yo,
that one over heads. This is like, I have to go. Like,
I'm done, bro.
Sometimes, and when you're cheese, you wheel that up quick, bro. Like,
that's too fucking real.
I miss winding up my controller still, but some people didn't know to leave it a little room, bro, and that cheesed me.
Because
you need the slack, so you're not going, it's not the instant bend, you need the slack, so it's
when you're about to get back into it, you gotta go zing!
So I noticed I hit the ground off the button of the second floor.
Yeah, they catch the ground sometimes. You see your X button hit the wall.
Yo! I remember when I dropped my fucking like PlayStation controllers and I'm like trying to pick them up, and then you just see the analog just fucking just hanging. I'm like,
just fucking loose, bro.
This was gonna be tough. Yeah, man.
Yo, he used to piss me off when my fucking like our cousins would come over. My dad doesn't understand the value in the system, so he's just like, yo, let him play. But I'm like, yo, this kid's fucking dirty, and he's mad.
Where's this? Look at his shoe. His shoes are knocked over. What the fuck, that? What the hell,
bro? This is cool. My shit.
Oh my god, yeah. Like, bro,
Bro, I'm just cheese there setting it up for you. Nah, my final nigga. You gotta grind for that shit.
That shit was so real, especially when it was like they're trying to play a story mode. I'm like, bro, are you crazy? Are you dad? Are you fucking hearing this kid?
Oh, my memory card is 8 megabytes. Nigga, relax. I'm not saving shit.
Yo, and they come back and they're like, where's my character? I delete that as soon as you cut. I fucking lights on my controller as soon as you cut, bro.
Bro, you know the cousins are when you see a fucking PS2 in your what's going on? He's coming over. Oh fuck.
You know, my dad's a dickhead. No. My dad does not care for us, no. Dog, yo, there's been some times I've done some crazy shit. Yo, there's been some times I've done some crazy shit, like put my fucking Dreamcast in my fucking closet, close my closet door, and I just see a mirror and me holding the door. I'm like, yo, fuck.
You guys done.
Because fucking Jaden's coming over. I'm just like, yo, nah, this is not playing my fucking Soul Calibur, man. Like, but when I did touch a crib, I was just like, yo, easy.
Just scrolling through the collection, like, ooh, what's this?
Yo, the thing is, that's actually like funny. That carried on so far out when we became friends with the twins, and like they're always just trying to like play our games and shit. And I'm just like, yo, no, bro, no, bro, no,
steal
no.
My shit. Sometimes, honestly, like, I think about it, I'm like, wait, why am I saying, like, what was the big deal?
Yeah, like,
what? Bro, there's one time Duran came over and he was crunching everyone in Def Jam and just unlocking bare characters. And I'm like, bro,
that's different. Like,
that's there's really, no
fight. No, you're too good on my shit. Show me up.
Come from my sister, man. Bro, yeah, nah, he was on a roll, unlocking bare characters. I never seen from him. Nah, man, come off my shit right now.
Yeah, I feel that.
There's so many, like, there's so many, like, different fucking, like, areas that were just, like, a problem. Like, I hated watching someone play a game, and I'm like, yo, Brechin, go left, man. Like, yo, go left, bro.
To this day, I can't redo that, bro.
Yo, that's why I can't really watch streams sometimes. I'm watching streams, and I'm like, yo, are you fucking dumb, bro? going into the path.
You know? Bro, read the thing. You know?
Right there, bro.
Go talk to that guy over there.
Bro, sometimes I'd watch a certain man's screen. And I'd have to look up and look around to see, yo, are you on your phone? Like, yo. Because the man is just standing still and he's yo, where are you going? Like, what are you? Yo. Are you lost, sir?
Bro,
I have no patience for that. Man, Ryan hated when you gave him instructions.
Bro, and I hated not giving him instructions.
It hurt me not to.
Sometimes he'd just be in the vicinity of where he needs to be to move forward with the storyline. This nigga's fucking going all the way down the hall and shit. Like, bro, it's so fucking down there. And then he just casually walks over to where I told him to go.
Congratulations.
You get more pissed off when he sees more success on the screen based off that tip. If my tip leads to like him beating the gamers, clearly me. Let me struggle for 3 hours, man.
Dog. I sometimes have to tell him where to go and dip up the stairs. Fucking run up
fucking
the stairs.
Fucking screaming at you and run at the same time.
He's under the bridge. Bro hated when we told him what to do in that game. Like, any game, bro. Like, especially because me and Dream were slapping everything, bro. Mm-hmm. He was at work. We're just waxing everything. But, like, yo.
What do you mean? Done school at 3, nigga? Yeah. 3 to 7. Games.
But it wasn't even like that, bro. We were just cleaning games, bro. Like, it was just, I got it. I'm like, all right, bet. I have to crunch you? You're getting folded. You're getting folded. I know this is a game. I'm folding you. Ready Player One is one of my all-time favorite movies just because of, like, it was, one, a really good movie for what I thought it was about to be with the video games, and they were really playing for their life. They really get it going.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember.
We all saw
watching the shit, but I don't remember. I remember storyline and shit. Anyways,
it was really good. I was surprised. I thought it was about to be a little bit like on the corny side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that shit was fire. But that's my life right there.
What does it take now? Like, what is too much? If you're like playing a game, and it's like, yo, I can't fucking get past this. Like, how long are you sitting there as a grown man with shit to do, trying to figure this shit out?
So, as I said before, I don't have no games on my PS5. Seen?
Right.
I'm just I'm looking for anything to really like play so I can be on it, right? Mm-hmm. My boy gave me this game a while ago, maybe like 2 or 3 months ago. It's called Dark Souls 3. Niggas that really know
that
are already
hard,
like,
nigga.
Yeah.
Are already like, they're like, fuck. So I'm like, when he gave me the game, I was like, I'm not playing this. I'm not playing it. He's like, please, man, you gotta play it. I'm like, bro, I'll take the case from you, but it's gonna sit on my shelf. I'm not fucking playing it. The disc is not coming out the box. So I'm just sitting there one night. I think it was like Boxing Day or the day. No, it was the day after Boxing Day. I'm like, I just want to play something, you know? So I'm like, fuck, I have this Dark Souls. I'm like, I'm gonna just pop it in the PS5, whatever. Pop it in, whatever. 7 minutes. Took that shit the fuck out, bro. Talk, literally the tutorial boss. I couldn't beat it. What are the people here drink?
I was just about to talk about this. I am drinking a Java Monster because I was in Shoppers Drug Mart and I was looking at the. I was looking at Andre. I know you're looking at me crazy, but I'm looking at the selections of drinks. Mm-hmm. And it says coffee plus energy. And I'm just like, I'd kind of like both.
Right.
So I picked up the Swiss chocolate Java Monster drink.
There's too many fucking words, first off.
Yeah, first off. You know what I'm saying? Like
coffee plus energy. Coffee already does that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's coffee plus. So the power of coffee
plus energy.
Power of monsters.
Plus the power of the monsters.
How is it?
It's fucking delicious.
You look pretty chill right now. Dude. You look fucking drained.
Oh, no.
You look tired.
I'm trying to get up. Believe me. If I could get out of here, I would. What is it? If it says Yodeli Yoo-hoo on the bottle, like, you should fucking like, buy that shit.
Spell
like,
that. Oh, they spelled it with the...
Oh,
like the text goes up. Oh, man.
They believe the Yodeli Yoo-hoo. And it's fucking swirling. Like, they're yelling it.
You got to know what you're getting yourself into reading that shit.
Bro, come on.
Yo, I'm just like,
when Swiss chocolate.
Like, shit is just getting stronger and stronger and stronger from fucking, from Kush to monitor. Energy drinks and coffee and shit is a great example. I'm like, yo, when do we stop? Yeah. Like, what's the point we reach where, like, yeah, that's good enough? You hear fucking nitro coffee or nitro. What is it? Fucking nitro latte from. You shouldn't be drinking anything that says nitro.
Bro, you know what I always thought was very excessive? The nitrous bottle energy drink.
No, right?
Yeah.
That looks like you put that in the car.
This is not our body.
Yes.
That just looks fucking wild, bro.
I've never, ever.
I'm capping. I clapped one of these before.
I have too.
No, hold on. You're not talking about this one, right?
Yes, I'm talking about this, bro.
Wait, hold on.
Look at this shit, bro.
No, I thought you were there's one that looks like a fucking nitro tube. Like, I'm telling you.
Yo, I'm looking at it right now.
This is it, dog.
Is that it?
This is it.
Walmart sells it.
Okay. Nitrous oxide. Is that what it is?
I'm about to drop it in the chat. Look at that.
Look at this. Look at this shit.
Oh, that's not a drink. Hold on.
Yeah.
That's the same one.
See, they had this one that looked like that. Hold on.
That shit's crazy.
There's one they had that looked like a fucking, like, this. it looked like a fucking nitro. Dog.
No way.
Nitro energy bottles. I'm trying to. I think it was NOS. I think it was this one that had the fucking tube like that.
Bro, when I see
like
this
that.
Bottle, I just see this.
Look at the caps. Bro, look at the fucking cap.
Yeah, like
I did try one of these though. I do remember.
I did. I did too.
Bro, I still haven't slept.
It's fucked though. That's just so fucked. That's not okay, bro.
Yeah. This fucking one looked like a tube.
Look at
bro.
That shit, bro. Like
no,
yo, I just realized this the same company that makes that drink fuck also off. Makes like actual fucking nitros for cars.
They know something.
Wow.
I think those guys, because of the branding, right? Like, they wouldn't be able to use the branding as well.
Yeah.
But NOS is just something general.
Like, that's.
These are niggas in the factory working on nitrous for cars, and then someone's like, hey, you're just drinking this.
It could be two things.
He's fucking wired, bro. Try it. You can sell this shit, bro.
Oh, fuck. It's literally their nitro shit.
Yo, it tastes kind of good too, bro.
Bro, it could be that.
Or the owners just want to do everything so fast. Like, they just want everything sped up.
Just get it done, bro. Like,
see what else they own because they can own fucking.
No. So I went to this Reddit post, right? It says, just finished my NOS energy drink. Read the back of the can. What the fuck? And on the back of the can, it says, do not consume one can per day.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bro, you buy the thing and they say don't consume the thing that you just bought.
It's like, yo.
Just don't do it.
Don't finish it.
Like, yo, thank you for buying this shit, but just...
Holy fuck.
Do not finish this.
Bro, NOS has 260 milligrams of caffeine per can. That's compared to 160 milligrams in most other energy drinks.
Yeah, those guys just want to go.
Yeah,
bro. They just want to go, bro.
Yo,
I know those type people, of person that drink this shit, though.
I know.
It's smelling. But I just need, like, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally, it's
Axe spray. Axe fucking body spray.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Sweat. Gray.
Oh, the fucking douchebag. And silver chains.
But yo, that thing about that guy, he's always down.
Yeah, like, he's down to fucking the plans, sure, rock. I'm fucking down. Yeah. That's yo, fuck. There's... Oh, my God, man. I remember there's this guy that... You know, I don't know what it is, but just certain cars that, like... I feel like you're not supposed to be driving, but you're getting the opportunity to drive. They just fucking whip faster for some reason.
What do you mean?
You feel me?
What do you mean?
I feel like certain whips that you just get the opportunity to drive, just whip a little smoother and a little funnier, like, and they're not supposed to. Like, the B&R van just whips better. Like, it's just, you know... It was just the minivan just whipped different. And it was funny to drive. Like, another example is Mikey's fucking pickup van. It just beamed for some reason. And it was just like, yo, it was a whip that he didn't even want. But then he's just like, yo, I kind of rate it though.
So like when you catch a I don't know why I say
or some shit. Yeah, and they're just like, yo, it just has me.
Yo, remember that one? That whip just moves. Just randomly seen it. Bro, it was like a week. We saw this guy like literally a million times in a smart car. And it was always like, yo, who's this fucking wacko driving crazy in this smart car? And every single time we pull up, oh, this nigga,
fuck.
No!
Bro, this nigga literally sped, stopped on a dime in front of us. What up?
Fucking smart car. We're not going down to 735, nigga. What's going on? And we're flooring it.
Bro, this nigga was just gone.
Holy shit.
On some Phil of the Future shit. Bro, there's just certain whips that just you're not supposed to be in, but you get the opportunity to be in, and they just whip different.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, he was on a mission to break the sound barrier or some shit, maybe, because...
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, he's like, yeah, it's fucking close.
Yeah. So, he was always going somewhere. That's one fucking thing, bro.
That's crazy.
Yo, I saw him at a baby shower the other day. He still had a smart car. I asked him.
I bet he did. Why would you choose your car when you can go that fast and park anywhere? Where you see a smart car parked on the sidewalk? And
like, yo, you know what's better, though? I think it was a fucking... I think it was one of those hot wire cars.
Yo,
but the ones that you just get on the street. So it was just one of those smart cars where it's a park and go. So if it's there, you can take it. If it's not, it's not. And I just don't think he returned it.
You never
thought. This bill is crazy.
Bill is up out the roof.
Bro, yo, this nigga is hilarious, man.
Yo, Shells, your brother being a car guy, what car is he driving these days? Is he still?
He's building a Honda right now. He's building a 90. I think it's a 98 Honda.
Mm-hmm.
He just built it. He just converted it from automatic to manual, from four-wheel drive.
Convert a whip?
Yeah.
That's news to me.
Sell it, buy another one.
Yeah.
Converting it, bro.
Yeah. I didn't even know cars can convert.
You can convert it.
Yeah. I didn't know you could go. Yeah, what the fuck? That all this time, sometimes I ask someone, oh, I'm going from automatic to manual. They just say, yeah, sell your whole car. No one's told me I can convert it.
Bro, I didn't even know you could do that, but.
Mechanics, man. You can't trust them.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Can't trust these guys, man.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
Bro, one thing about me, you'll never see my car in the air on my terms. It's on the ground. You're never going to see my shit. Not even one wheel up. I was making fun of mechanics in this last video. This guy's like, it sounds like a simple guy who can't change the tire. I'm like,
yeah, pops, spot on.
Tow truck.
Yeah.
Right. My car stays on the ground no matter what.
And there's nothing wrong with knowing what you can and cannot do.
That's not me. That's not my area of expertise.
There's so many times where something happened. I'm looking. I'm just 10 minutes of just analyzing. Okay, let's just call someone. Then. Bro, I got a lock. I broke a fucking lock, and I'm there just plugging it with the tweezers, trying to get it out. I'm just looking. I'm just like, you know, just call the locksmith. So, like, this is not. This is not for me.
Bro, yeah.
There's a guy.
You know those shows where they do? It's like kids telling scary like real life stories of how they save someone's lives or whatever. Like I shouldn't be alive type of thing.
Yeah.
You know those shows? Okay. On one of them, it was a dude that was fixing his fucking car, changing a tire or some shit. And then,
of course,
this old lady goes car inside for a second, comes outside. This nigga's like in the car. All she sees is his fucking, like, under the car, like in the wheel well. So all she saw was this nigga's ass up. And this nigga's like crushed by the car.
Oh.
Yeah, he's straight. I don't know about today, but yeah. When that go air, and he goes straight. The old lady lifts
up. It was good, yeah.
Like, after that day, for sure, I'm like, nah. Tire pops, if call the police.
Bro, you want to know how much I know myself? I was on vacation and I popped my tire in Santorini, right? Blew my fucking tires back out. I was so you don't understand, because when I you know when we hit a big pothole and we're just like fuck.
Yes.
Yep.
Certainly.
Yep.
This time I hit a pothole and I said, oh man. Oh man. Cause yo, I knew it wasn't a fuck. A fuck is like, ah, that hurt. Oh man is yo, we're in some serious shit. Dog. Hit it with the oh man, and I just heard the air. But as I'm hearing the air come out, I'm looking at the fucking we decided to go on a scenic drive. So I'm looking at this fucking mountain that I just drove down, and I popped my tire at the bottom. Bro, I knew myself. I'm like, there's a spare tire back there. I can't change the tire. I drove that bitch on the fucking wheel. Still, all the fucking mountain is
stealing everything.
Bro, I was
taking out a cup holder.
No way. just spilling out. I thought you just got it.
I get you a new one when we get to the top. Please. I get you a new one when we get to the top. Throw the soup out too.
Yeah, same thing, man. Dog, my tire pops, having no wheels, nigga.
Like, oh, yo, no I whip that well. Bitch to the top.
I feel that, man. I feel that.
Is your brother the type to have a fucking very loud muffler on his shit?
Yeah.
Those guys are the. I'm sorry. Those guys are the worst.
Yeah.
So is your brother.
Remember what we called him with the Tesla, right?
Right.
What did he say? What is that? A fucking computer?
Say, bro, if it don't do yeah, it's not a car.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make noise. Not a car. That's him. Still, so
niggas like him will hold back the world. Imagine him. Imagine your brother in the Tesla meeting before Tesla was a thing. Oh, Elon Musk is like, guys, it's going to be great. You plug him in and go. And he drops
the bar. Baggy pants. I ain't no car, dog. You guys got to stop saying car.
It's a four-wheel scooter, nigga.
No, Jermaine. Elon says,
is everyone, like, good about this? This nigga's in the corner. He's like, Dwayne, what's the scuffs for?
It's just not a car.
Ain't no car, dog. After all the innovation this man has given to the world.
Is, bro, that's ain't no car, dog. My bro sound.
Yo.
That's fucking hilarious.
Thing is, if you were to call your bro, that's literally exactly how he sounds.
That's literally how he says it.
And it's funny because he says it as if he's holding something physical to say, like, you're not getting this back. Like, it's not a car.
I'm taking the car from you.
We're at the point in time where the whole world converts to EV and everybody's saving the earth. And he's like the last guy that we got to convert to, like, be emissions free. He's not.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Not at all. Try to take his key. Fuck off, bro.
Yo, he does have a move, bro. Yo, a Toronto move, bro, is just a fucking ultimate. Yo, move, bro. Like,
there's no opposing that.
Move. Yeah, move from here, bro.
Bro.
Dog, so he's the type that just. Call this. The niggas outside, and you didn't gotta say I'm here. You just start putting your shoes on.
Yeah. You hear him from down the street.
God.
We'll see. You know what? We'll see if it's different this build, but all his other builds, a
loud.
And he just, they just want to, they're the worst because they just want to rev everywhere. And I'm just like, yo, it's 3 a.m. We're going home. Like, I'm fucked up right now, dude. Dude, this is my first too much.
Yo, bro, the man, fact that you made it like that. Bro. Like, that was a you got under your car and slid under the whip and like, yeah, hold on, let me just fucking make this annoying.
You bit your tongue to fucking say, oh, hold on, just crank this a little longer.
You probably got up from under the car and got in and started up like, nah, it's not annoying enough. How do I just make it sound like a wasp in a pop can, nigga? Fucking, bro, it pisses me off.
Trust me.
That and loud-ass choppers, nigga.
It pisses me off when it's like,
oh my God,
when you see certain mans with that, when their whip is loud and it's not fast.
Yo, the amount of times I said, where are you going?
That's real.
Hi. Oh, hello. What's up, God, man? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I hate them ones, bro.
Bro, I've encountered so many of them.
My 03 Acura has dusted beer whips with loud mufflers, bro.
It's like a look a dog just barking, man.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody likes that.
Bro, you have to be going 205 kilometers an hour.
We're in a store, right? And I see some shit and I just started laughing. But it helped me because I was already in the situation where I was talking to people. Mm-hmm. So it didn't look like I was laughing at anything. But like, when I see some shit, I just can't help it but laugh if I just start thinking it. But this guy just looked like he was in some sort of like a jam. Like, I don't really, he just looked like something was up, right? Mm. He's at the desk for a long time. The girl and him are talking back. There's nothing there to purchase. So it just looked like, all right, like, what are you trying to get that she won't give you that? Like, you feel like, yo, I'm in the right
for 40 minutes.
So I already knew this thing was a problem. And he had the joint where he was bald up top, but then he had hair banging down like the sides.
Oh, right. Come on, man. Okay.
Yeah, a little side skirt.
I zoned out for a second, but I'm back.
But he had like luscious hair around the side.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'm just analyzing him, boy, and then he turns, I get a full glimpse of him, right? And I fucking lose it. So he has a winter coat on, a jacket and everything, right? Because it's cold outside. He's holding a lottery ticket. And I guess he's reading his numbers. And now what I put together, based on how he was, you know, handling himself, I'm like, okay, I'm guessing that he thinks his lottery numbers are right and she must be reading them wrong. I don't know. Then he fucking comes towards us and his jacket sleeves are rolled up. So I'm like, okay, this nigga seriously wants something or is in demand of something. If you have your jacket winter sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, you just roll up a fucking jacket sleeve. Unless you're changing a tire, you're into some serious shit. Exactly, serious confrontation.
Okay. Yo, but rolled up winter sleeves in a Shoppers Drug Mart, he's definitely saying, yo, you owe me more looch or something. It's like,
This is like $1 million for sure.
Yo, it looks like he won $1 million. And the funny thing was, he had a crisp $10 bill in his hand. So he probably only won 10 and he thought it was like a bill or something. Like, that's just my assumption. But boy had his shit rolled up. And I'm just like, bro, when is it ever that serious to roll up your jacket sleeves?
Bro, that's when I back up, nigga. Somebody rolled up a firefighter rolled up his sleeves on me. I'm like, that's as good as you pulling out a gun, nigga. I'm like, oh, follow me.
Get the fuck out of here. Fucking sleeves are up. Are you kidding me?
Yo, facts.
Dog.
Wait, you ever find out what he wanted?
My sleeves? And now unfortunately, we couldn't stay that long, but you know, I really think he went to this area to set his stuff down and reread his ticket. So, like, I'm assuming he thought he won maybe like a rack. He thought he saw more zeros than, but it was really only 10 bones, you know? But boy, he was looking nervous, man. I'll tell you that.
Y'all gonna, what y'all think? You're gonna hold on to the you're gonna do the side skirt here? Or are you just gonna let that?
Because
I wonder, like, what makes you, where you're bald at the top, but you still got the side and you're just holding that down?
Of course not, brother.
But, like, how crazy would that be? Like, if I'm bald, just like, I have a landing strip, you know what I'm saying? Like, clean, a bald landing strip, clean. But then a crazy fade, a ball fade going to the bald? Oh, I'm going stupid.
I'm not. You lost me at the ball.
Bro, look.
Because it could fade in and fade out after.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that's kind of.
Jermaine.
Oh.
Fitted on. What are you going to do when my fitted's on? Oh, my God. He has waves. Take it off? No, I don't. They stop.
Well, that's the thing. I don't take it off if you think it not. You either know me as the hat off guy or the no surprise.
That hat off is a fucking level. Like, you got to get there. You got to earn that spot.
Bro, and people like that don't just take it off casually. Like, it's all good and just like keep talking about something.
But like, I feel like at that point, if I'm owning it, that's just how I'm going to have to own it and be like, yo, I have to just fool you guys sometimes. Maybe if I go on vacation, I'm fucking Wavy Rico, you know? I'm back home, like, I have no hat on.
The thing is, if I disclaimer, though, just, yo, I'm about to take off my hat, nigga, it's going to be some, I'm going to look totally different.
Yeah.
Your whole perception is going to shift. Go around
the whole room. That's actually pretty smart.
I'm just waiting. I know you think I'm 25, nigga, but it's about to, I'm about to look my age. Maybe past it, nigga.
At family gatherings, just wait with your coat on, your hat on in the corners. Everyone here?
Bro, I would be such a wave cap type of nigga, like,
Trust me. I'm gonna be in my durag.
I would be a fucking the mesh caps? You know the mesh caps?
Wait, the
Rasta caps.
Yeah, the Rasta caps.
Yeah, it's like the Rasta shirts, but it's like but in it's the cap form. Yeah.
I'd bun that crazy.
Yeah. Yo, honestly.
With your wave cap underneath though, you feel me?
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah.
You see? Come
bro, on, honestly, I feel like I don't know. I just go straight bald and just have a polished head, like
for sure,
bro. Like I want it to be so fucking. Yo, Jermaine, do you remember? Yo, the moment I said like, yo, okay, I think I'm understanding like manhood, was the day we were on vacation. I think we're on vacation, and Dad saw another fellow bald man, and Dad had to go up to him.
Oh,
and
yeah.
One, congratulate him, but two, also ask him. He's like, yo, I went there. I stood beside my father as he asked another man, how did you get your head so shiny?
No, bro.
Yo, I think I'm pretty sure we told a story on the podcast.
Did we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Was dad not went up.
Because first off, it was me. It was us and the guys. It was my dad and Jamar and Ryan just vibing. We were on vacation. We were on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And we saw this guy just getting down and just like he was wavy. He's like he's in his you can tell he's like in his element. This guy's
he was socializing smiling. With
people, smooth, well dressed, everything. Mm-hmm. I could smell him. He smelled great from where I was standing. We were at least 10 feet away. Just nailed
him. Like, oh, we're on the second level.
This guy's head is fucking shiny. Like it's very shiny. And then me, Ryan, and Teron, and my dad were just like trying to figure out. We dropping our theories on how his head's so damn shiny. The night goes on a little bit, and then since we're all talking about it, my dad comes back to us. He's like, yo, I talked to the fucking shiny head guy. And we're like, oh fuck. And then my dad said, yo, you know what's hilarious? I went up to him and I'm like, we're talking, whatever, small talk. Can I ask you a question? And then the guy says, I know. My head's so shiny. And then he broke down the procedure. The fact that this nigga kept getting the question that he had to just, he was so, because how stupid would you feel if you said, I know, how's my head so shiny? Nah, where'd you get your shirt? Oh, shit. The level of conviction you have to be at, the amount of times you have to get that question.
You have to
because
know.
Because he's bald. Yes. Dad is bald, so he's like, everywhere I already know what you're here for.
Exactly.
Like, you want to know.
Everywhere I go, this happens, bro.
Dog. Yo, that day, he was just like, yo, okay.
He must have saw my dad with, because that nigga had the shine on. He must have saw my dad with his matte head.
Yeah. My dad's head was like, you know when you leave the barber chair and it's just like, you just step in it and they cut you and they walk away? Like, that's what my dad's head looked like. It wasn't complete. They just shaved him bald. Yo, I would pay you $2 million and say, find one piece of hair on that guy's head. Ooh. You could not find it.
You're not, you don't even see where the hair used to be. Planet, you can't tell me what a follicle is on that guy's head.
His head looked so it looked like the cleanest version of like smudge on paint. Like when you try to blur out a picture, it just looked like chocolate. Just clean though, bro. I've never seen a head that bald and that shiny ever in my life.
If he was on a magazine cover, they'd fucking take a picture, and the Photoshop guy's like, "All right, what?" I just like what.
Yo,
leave it. He just leaves it. Bro, he puts it in Photoshop. He presses export. Yeah.
He was on set and they said, okay, makeup's coming in, makeup would come and say, oh,
who did this? Someone already did this.
He's good.
Did y'all double book the makeup guy?
What product is this?
Yo, that guy's.
I can't remember his procedure. I wish I did.
Man.
Yeah, I'm actually curious to know.
Yo, it was a long list. I need that one day, knew, you know? Like, yo, it was work.
You had to work for that.
You had to work for that.
Yo, you had to work for that. Like, it was, yo, you had to. Bro, that man was buffering his head. Like, that's machines. Yo, yo, I'm telling you.
It had to be like gym floor polish.
Yeah. Bro, that guy used the NOS on his head because, yo, I don't know, man. Like, yo, that shit was fucked.
He was on the official NBA basketball court.
Yes.
Wood polish on his head.
Yes. Matter of fact, he could, if he should be a referee. Cause I'd stare at that ball head all day long, bro. That shit was, yo.
Yo, I would have no argue with that ref. It's just the level of respect. You just like, yep.
I got you. Jermaine, how hard was it for us to take our eyes off his head when we were seeing it that day?
I'm telling you, the whole time we're talking about this. That's why it was such a big thing when my dad came back and said, yo, I talked to the bald head
guy. Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Bro.
Fuck,
I wish I could have seen this bald head. Man.
Yo, I honestly
you just imagine the most shiny head and it's better than that.
Yo, yeah, it's better.
It's above what you could even imagine.
It looks like he would be like a guest on SpongeBob, but
was
he's actually human. And it's like, yes, he was black.
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying, Jermaine? It's just like, yo, dog, it was ridiculous. If I could, I would find that fucking cruise and say, yo, send me a picture of everyone you took a picture of on 2004.
Show me the records, nigga. Show me all the paperwork.
Yo, Jermaine, remember when we saw like certain people on the boat and then we'd see their picture up later on? It was like, yo, I told you there's a guy here that looked I told you there's a nigga that looked like fucking Bernie Mac here. Like, bro, yo, we saw Sean Kingston lookalikes on there. Yo, that shit was funny, man. I remember we had this competition. I don't know if we ever explained it. You were just about to say that?
No, we didn't. Yeah, we didn't.
Go ahead.
Bro, we just had this thing where we just say we see these random ass lookalikes around his cruise. And like you said, we saw a Sean Kingston lookalike. Mm-hmm. And it was just a thing for us to just like have a collection of photos with us standing next to these lookalikes. So we just go up to these people like, yo, let me get a pick with you, my man. In our head, it's like, yo, holy fuck, this guy looks like Sean Kingston, but to him, he's like, what the fuck is this kid? This guy. And we take a picture with him, we bring him back to the group, like, yo, look what I got.
Yo,
nigga, he took a picture of the Sean Kingston lookalike.
Yo, you could not top it. Bro, we were sending back and forth pictures of, like, us with, like, yo, it got crazy. There's one time I slipped, I got a video of a guy that looked like That's the Raven's dad. Victor Baxter. I saw Victor Baxter 2.0, and I said, no way,
to this day, I'm pretty sure that's fucking Victor Baxter, nigga. He's in Tim Baxter at Walmart. Man, it came to surprise, nigga.
90%. I can put my life on it that was VB. He knew.
Holy fuck.
Bro.
I was so nervous, and I feel like I know it was him because I was so nervous.
Mm. Oh my god.
That I recorded and I left my light on.
Walking by this
guy. And this is before you can turn it on if you want. Like, if your flashlight is on at this time, you are recording, sir. I'm trying to act like I'm on the phone. Show that I'm beside this guy's face. Trying to get a glimpse of VB.
Bro. And from my perspective.
Oh, fuck.
So it's like a thing we always do. We see a lookalike, we're like, yo, let me get a close-up of this fucking guy. Let's just walk up on him. Sure. And that was one of our go-tos. You pretend you're on the phone, but like the whole time you're actually rolling. So you want to see your ass beep beep. I'm like, yo, ass beep beep.
Wait, so you're on the phone. Are you?
Bro, hold on. No, I'm with Trevon. Oh, me, Trevon, and Walmart standing in line. We see VB.
Yeah, I love VB.
Trevon, we're standing in line to check out. VB's already checking out. He's just putting stuff in bed.
Stop calling him that. Stop.
Trevon randomly fucking, he's like, yo, I'm gonna get this guy. He's like, he takes out his phone, presses record. I see him, but by the time he's too far and it'll be too hot for me to call him back, I'm like, oh fuck, his light's on. So I'm standing there watching.
Yo, I'm gonna throw.
I'm watching this nigga try to be slick with a fucking light blaring in BB's face.
Holy fuck. Not BB.
But it's so odd to see him just come out the line. He's from VB's perspective, he's in, this kid's in line ready to check out. And then he walks up to the part where after you check out, he's just standing there taking a phone call. It's equally as loud. And you're like, it's not quieter over there or nothing. You're not getting better service, nigga. It's, why is this kid right in front of me with his flashlight on?
Yo, it was grilling me, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, VB.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Bro, I'm going to check VB's tour days. Nigga, I guarantee if I go back to 2011, he was in Brampton.
Yeah.
Yes. Doing a gig or some shit. Somebody's birthday.
So my point is...
could have been doing a quinceañera or some shit.
I think so, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Yo, so my point is when we took the picture with Sean Kingston, it just topped the game because I'm like, yo, we have the picture with him. Like, you can't top that. Like, we did it.
I'm in the picture with this guy.
He's holding my shoulder. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, what do you want from me now? Like, I won. Yeah, bro, we won the game.
Bro, it was the lookalike Olympics for us.
That's crazy.
Dog, that shit was so funny, man. Holy.
Yo, Ryan would do some daring shit, too.
Yeah.
Like what? The same shit when we got him involved in the Olympics.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure there's a beanie man on the boat, too.
Yo, yeah. Bro, the amount of times we got dad, oh my God. And he blackballed when I looked like my father. And that was the funniest thing to do because, like, the game became like how far we could reach to say it almost looks like him, but low key, it still does look like him. If you'd hit that, bro, gone.
I remember Ryan used to send us videos of him just like, he'd be alone in the mall, Ryan, with this guy. He's doing his own thing, having his own day.
Yeah.
And then he sent us pictures of him falling around. Look at that bald guy. He's saying, Yo, dad.
Dog, man. That shit is funny.
Dude, that sounds like a blast, bro. I'll do that today, bro.
I might get back into it. That look like my dad. And I'm dad. Just now, they'll probably beat me the fuck up. Because like a kid recording is like, what are you going to do? You know, grown man with a beard.
True.
Car keys in my hand.
Bro, my fucking groceries, my eggs just hit my fucking chest when I try to hold this shit up.
We got common in real life, y'all. What the fuck is wrong with this kid? What is wrong with this grown ass man?
Yo, the funny thing is, I can literally scroll up to a picture on my phone. He's taking a picture that looks like someone. I definitely can find one that I think someone looked like someone else.
Jesus,
that's Christ. Hilarious. Man. Fuck, I forgot. Funny, man. I forgot we did that.
VB, bro. Shout out to VB, man.
Oh, man.
Shout out VB and whatever he's on to, man. Y'all go support that man real quick, man.
Yeah, he's the.
Victor Baxter is up to today.
He always has my support.
I got to support that.
Yeah, wasn't he in Aliens?
What?
Victor Baxter was in Aliens.
I know which movie you're talking about. I don't know if it was Aliens.
Yo, the thing is, yo, there's certain roles you just like the cursed roles where it's like it's great like, when you're in that role, but it ruins everything else you do for the rest of your career.
Because every time like he's doing that, I'm like, okay, aliens are about to come kill you guys. Like, make sure Raven's safe. I'm like, oh fuck, she's not in this. Like, she's not.
Gonna say the name Victor Baxter, the fucking CEO of the Chill Grill, nigga.
He's scrapping what now?
He's filming a movie right now.
He's filming a movie right now?
Nah, this is Cap. Christopher Dorner, this is Cap. This is Cap. You remember Christopher Dorner?
No, it's just rumors. Wait, who's Christopher Dorner?
Yes, nigga, the murderer,
nigga.
No, not VB. Not VB, bro. Where is it? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Take that out the screen right now.
Victor Baxter is not a murderer, bro.
He's not fucking
yo.
Nah, that's Cap.
Bro, that looks exactly like
IMDb
Victor Baxter.
IMDb is capping, man. IMDb is capping.
IMDb never capping.
Nah, IMDb is capping, man.
They never cap.
Do you know how long it took for me to, like, get Louis Steven out my head when he was fighting like robots and shit? And I'm like, bro, like,
yeah, for real, Transformers.
It was so hard. Like, it took me probably till his last one when he was like leaving. I'm like, nah, like, I just got here. Like, I understand this shit now. You know what I mean? Like, Shia LaBeouf was the first one that made me kind of feel that way of like, yo, it's so hard to like unsee someone, but he made it still. Yeah. Corey Baxter is the same thing. See, I still call him Corey Baxter. Kyle Massey.
Yo.
Bro, is he even real life
or
Corey Bax?
Yo, Corey!
There's no turning back.
Oh, Corey. I wonder if he gets cheese at that.
You're Corey Bax. What are you going to do, bro?
You should have thought about that shit when you were
Yeah.
Nine,
Bro, if I did some shit like that, if you're, I'm responding to Corey for the rest of my life. That's who you know me as. I'm CB.
I'm CB. Yeah, good reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, speaking of you know, CB in letters, NYE. How'd y'all spend y'all NYEs?
I was with you playing Call of Duty.
We were playing COD. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all on Twitch?
Yeah,
and shit?
I was on Twitch. Yeah. And we're just playing Call of Duty. I'm sneezing a lot right now. I apologize, guys, but.
Yeah, you gotta explain them to you. Yeah, yeah. I'm beside you. Everything's straight.
I'm not really sure.
Bro, I gotta explain my thing.
You good?
Bro, I be letting niggas know that was a normal sneeze.
Yeah,
no,
this is definitely this is like a
traditional sneeze, nothing funny going on.
Yo, I remember when we were going to Jamaica.
I can clap it up to that.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we were going to Jamaica and I was in the airport with Julian and his allergies were acting up. And then he was like, before we got to the airport, he's just like, yo, fuck, like, I'm going to have to explain every sneeze, like in whatever in the airport.
Yeah.
So when we're sitting down, he was sneezing, he was like, allergy. So I was just like, bro, it's a worry still. Like, every time I sneeze or, like, have to cough, I'm like, yo, everyone's going to look at me right now.
Yeah.
Everyone just takes a step aside. New Year's Eve, I was chilling, man, shit. Ryan and Tanisha and shit came down and, you know how they get down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They be wanting to go do stuff and shit. I'm just be like, I'm trying to chill. Mm-hmm. Niggas like, yo, you gotta come to this hookah bar, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you don't need to just look at someone screaming. You're just like, I don't. I'm just gonna look straight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna look straight.
Yo, Jermaine,
because I'm like, you
go. You know what?
You know what you're doing.
It's funny. It just is confusing because like they know so much that when I got there, they're laughing that yo, this nigga actually fucking came and he's looking bored as shit. He's like, yo, look at Joe Jimmer and turn up, man.
Mm-hmm.
No,
you know who you're dealing
with. And then I'm more
bored doing shit that people do to not be bored. Yeah. I'd rather just fucking do nothing, and I'm having way more fun than me trying to like. Turn up and shit.
Yo, I'm just so fine to chill.
Like, I'm
but
good.
Like, I just don't understand, I can just chill and, like, be nothing's wrong with that, you know? Yeah. But, like, it just the need that you want like, to do something happy. So much it makes me, like, nervous that I can't chill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here just to chill.
I feel bad for chill. I'm just there. I'm like, yo, I'm just like, yeah, I know these songs and shit, yeah. But I felt bad. I'm like, yo, fuck, I'm not, my face does not look amused right now.
Yeah.
And then the countdown went down and shit passed, nigga. 11:59:12.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was picking up a loadie when it hit 12:00.
Bro, yo, I was literally cranking out some fucking food out the oven. I missed the fucking countdown. I didn't count down.
Yeah.
It was just like, all right, yeah, same thing.
It's just, this year
I knew what it was though.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah,
no, it's okay. I'm not,
but it's cool. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we got it. Cool, sucks up.
Like
2021 shit, bro. To the point where I literally didn't text anyone Happy New Year, and I felt bad for everyone I had to respond to. And my dad texted me, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's bro, some piece of shit, son. You too.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what? That's literally a message that's fine to catch up to, like, oh, Happy New Year, you know?
Yeah, I'm still, you know what I mean.
Bro, this I think it was.
I'm still catching up, you know.
Bro, by the second day, I'm like calling people and like people are responding like, "Hey, like Happy New Year, how may I help you?" I'm just like, "Fuck it, fuck that." Listen, y'all got this in stock. Sure, whatever. You know what I mean? Like getting food and shit. Happy New Year. Yeah, great.
When is it? Yo, I was my eyes lit up when I fucking saw Larry David do the Happy New Year thing on Curb Your Enthusiasm. The question of how long does a Happy New Year, how long is that valid?
That show.
Before saying too much.
Gotta watch that show still.
The basically is going on about just people saying Happy New Year, but it's like way too late.
But it's it
and I always thought that y'all too niggas be saying into February and March and shit.
January is fair game.
I feel like January 2nd.
It's not good. The whole month. Honestly, like it's for me, honestly, like we
Like, okay, January, I get it. You know what I mean? January, I get it. Like, if you're saying that, I understand.
That's what I'm saying. Like, once February hits, that's when it's like, I'm looking at it. Yeah. January, like, obviously, as further as it goes, I'll be like.
It doesn't do anything. Yeah. Like, it's just, like, a way to, like, start a convo, I guess. But it's just, like, that the New Year's thing is the exact same thing as, like, elevator talk. Like, it's, I'm fine to be silent about it. I know it's New Year. You know it's New Year. Like, dude.
I'm happy about it. I'm
tell
trying
what
to
you gotta tell me.
Make moves and do better and shit.
Tell
like
me everyone. What you gotta okay. tell me now, you know? Mm-hmm. I think I told this story on the podcast, but I was just going off the topic of seeing something that you weren't supposed to see, but then it's just like you're standing there and they know like you definitely seen that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of thinking about like just times I've seen people's computer screens or like I seen like their last when they open the internet and I see like a site or you know what I mean like
when that nigga was showing you the kicks.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Vegas.
Seen that story? Yeah, we have. I believe we have.
Have you? In Vegas, yeah, talking about the I guess.
Yeah. Can I tell? Did I tell you the other day? I told someone
about what Vegas.
The story, yeah. If nah, I told on a podcast, I told on a podcast. But that was like the funniest fucking moments for me.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. These are shoes, dude. That's a dick. Yo. Long story short, if you guys are left out, I was in the driving a Doom buggy in some Jordans, but I wasn't planning to go Doom buggy in, but all I had were the Jordans.
Nothing to do with dicks, by the
Nothing
way.
Nothing to do with dicks. And my boy wanted to go fucking Doom buggy in, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to say I'm staying home because I don't have kicks. So I was like, I'll just go into kicks, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I go into kicks, and this guy basically that worked there is just telling me how much I'm bugging for like wearing those Jordans to go Doom buggy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yo, man, I got a lot of pairs, man. Like, yeah, come here, I'll show you. check my collection out. He's going through his photos and he's just showing me all his Jordans, and they're a sick collection. And he's just swiping and swiping. I'm just like, yo, boss, I'm hearing every tap like on the phone. And I'm like, yo, you're swiping too freely?
Yeah, you got it. No, bro, me?
And he just swiped too fast. And I thought it was his finger at first. And I'm like, wait, his finger's on. His hand is not even on the screen anymore. I'm like, oh. And then he realized what it was. And he was just like, oh.
Oh.
Wait, did he dip his finger in frosting? Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. Go back to the shoe. They go.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Bro, that's all the shoes I got.
Yo, the thing was, yeah, yo, so rich.
Yo, this was the funny part. This was the funny part that I could not, literally, I could not hold back my laugh. Bro, remember, we're outside in Vegas in the sun. I'm hunched over, like, just checking out his phone, trying to create a shadow. So when I saw it, I'm just... I just adjust myself and go back and just kind of look around the desert. Bro, we're in the desert. Nothing is around us, bro. I could not escape. I'm just looking around. And just... Oh. Dog, that shit was so fucking funny. I had no choice but to laugh. I'm like, bro, you just showed me your cock. Like, I don't know you. Like, I don't know. Like, you just showed me your cock. Like,
that's a mistake that, no, you got to be aware like, that's when, in your phone at
bro,
all
when
times,
do you take, bro. When do you take a picture of a shoe and then your next picture is your cock? Like, there's no in between of, like, a couple pictures you took, like, I don't know, like, a couple different angles of the shoe. It's like, how is it just shoe straight to cock?
Next shoe.
My first question was like, did you take these pictures naked of all your shoes? And he just came out of the shot. I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm finna do.
Man, let me just get this half chub real quick. While we acting, let me do this.
While the blood is pumping, adrenaline pumping, let me get this picture off. Why the fuck is a shoe pic next to a fucking dick pic, bro?
Yeah, no, bro. Put that in the folder, boss. Put dog, that in the
app. And for this nigga to just fucking trying to continue man. To show me the shoes, I don't even know if he finished or if he said, "I just, you know, you get the point."
I got a lot.
I got shoes.
I what I'm trying to say is I got shoes, man. You should, all I'm trying to say is you shouldn't be wearing those. That's it.
So, oh, dog.
Fuck, man.
Good times.
Crazy, man.
Oh, fuck. Remember this one time this guy came over to fix our internet. This guy's like getting at us for what the way the modem was placed and shit. And he's like trying to prove a point to me that the internet's going to load fast. So he pops open a Safari. Big, huge tits. I'm like, you fucking pig. You fucking pig. And bro, I was a kid at the time. This damn pig. I'm like 15 or some shit. My dad's like, yo, the Rogers guy's coming over. Oh, giant racks. It loaded very quickly. Right? Then it goes right.
Oh my god.
Bro, the craziest shit happens to y'all niggas, like for real.
Bro.
Yo, I be forgetting too. And sometimes I'm ready to tell a story. I really
did not bring this shit. There's so much things that happened that just like I feel like why we remember them and why like again, it's like connected memories because a lot of times it was just like, it would happen. We're just like, did that just fucking happen? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Wasn't that a, like, you're a kid, so you don't know what's weird and what's not weird yet. So you just had to ask all the time, like, yo, is that shit weird? Like, yeah. Yo, bro, when we started linking with Julian a lot of times shit would happen to him. I'm like, wait, hold on. What the fuck just happened?
Dog, that shit is funny, man.
Sheldon, you've been through a while. So
there are some things that happen to you.
I feel like that didn't even make sense to me in my adult brain.
And on wall?
No, nigga.
So. No. Oh, shit. No.
Yeah. Not a wall. I can't say that.
It's not fun.
Never been through a wall. Even when I'm walking through like a house that's being built, nigga, I walk around.
The a lighter frame, yeah.
The studs where the wall's going to go, nigga.
I'm just not that nigga. Like, there's just those type of niggas that just things happen to them.
What does that mean?
Bro, there's this one friend.
You like I go ahead and tell you.
You telling me you've been through a wall? It's just like like something like that would happen to you.
Shut the fuck up.
Hold on, listen, hear me out. There's a next nigga that I know is just like he would always just get hurt in a certain way. Like remember when Adrian stepped through a fucking screw? Like a screw is going through his foot. Like that's such an Adrian thing. Like
oh fuck,
glass would break and he'd always have stitches. Like that shit happens to Waleed. The craziest shit happens to Waleed where it's like. Him and certain people are friends or this and this and they do this. It's like, that's just some Wally shit. You going through a wall, I'm like,
okay.
This nigga had a mattress. Yo, if I tell you this, you hear the story of somebody's moving and then they're driving their mattress to their new house. And then the mattress flies off the roof of their car. And then not only that, so now it's on the road. It didn't land on the grass. It landed on the road. And then an 18-wheeler comes and runs over the shit. And you get 18 wheels running over your mattress. Who that happened to? Can only be Waleed, not me.
Bro, case in point, I get what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, the nigga said
18 wheels ran over your matches. Like, there's like, oh, land on the road, okay, there's still a gleam of hope. Maybe I can pick it up and fucking whatever.
18 wheelers.
Bro, and like, that's wild. How he texted it, he's just like, dude, my mattress got ran over it. Like, okay, hold on, slow down. Like, how did this even happen? I still can't picture that happening. If
mattress on the road,
bro. Some shit only him would have to, man.
Only fucking Wally, bro.
I was actually watching your video of like just dad giving directions and shit, and I was just kind of going down the trail of like, you know, just the shit that he did that just didn't really make sense to me. I was just like, yo, like, there's so many things that we just had to like listen to. I'm like, yeah, I get it, it's your crib, but like, that doesn't really make sense. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like. When we started thinking like that and trying to press him on that, my dad did not like that. Yeah, Chabon, hey, it's not gonna work like that. I'm just trying to go to work here. Listen, if you're saying you want me home by like certain times, a big thing of my dad's was like his time. Like he wanted everyone to be on time for like everything, especially with work. He wanted you to be on time. But when he gave you a time, like he's expecting you to be home at that time. And when I started realizing like this was a serious thing and it was getting somewhere. Was when he just started like when he decided that he can just round up numbers, and I was just like, "Yo, I just come home." It's just like,
goodness gracious,
Jamal, it was 2-2-35. And bro, it's still a one. What are you saying? What are you saying?
It's not a point. It's not a point, man. It's fucking late. Bro, now you're making it sound way worse. Like I am fucking 5 minutes late. You want round ups in the next half hour?
When he wouldn't even give you a time, he would just say it's almost 9 or it's almost 10. Bro, I could say it's almost fucking 2 a.m. Like, it's still almost there. It didn't make sense. It's not that.
But it's not yet,
I'm
though.
I'm home.
I specifically remember one time, I can't remember where you were, but I remember you getting home. And then he must have told you to be home for 9 or some shit. And then it was like, Might have been like 8:10 or some shit. It's 9 o'clock. I was watching the clock. I'm like, it's 8:10.
Bro, and you're just standing at the door. Everything's just frozen. Your bag on, your winter coat. Because sometimes it's after school, you're checking a friend. You're just there like, do I take my shoes off? Like, you want me to go? Like, I don't, is it too late? Like, did I not make it? Like,
yo, it's not that small window of you deciding whether you fucking, whether you just take it or do you like let him know that, like, you correct him on his time. Like, it's, did I say it's 8:10?
Yeah, there's sometimes when you just kind of reach for your phone, just, it's, I'm sorry about that. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm sorry, but bro, there's so many times I'm like, bro, why are you round? Why does it make sense to round up? Like, I'm not gonna do that.
My pops was never like that. My pops do like 10, 15 minutes at the most. An hour is fucking crazy.
Bro, the time is the time. Like, yo, if I tell you 10:15, you're home 10:14. I'm like,
100%.
I agree. He's obedient. I remember one time my dad got mad at us for being too on time. He said, be at work for 7 o'clock. We pulled up literally 7 o'clock. What are you so on time for, man? We're cutting it close for him. Bro, you said 7 o'clock. You should be amazed at the what I just pulled on up, bro. 7 o'clock sharp. 7 a.m. sharp. I said 7 o'clock.
Yo, it can't. We grabbed our phones. We said, wait, hold on. What's this 7?
She come here earlier.
You know what? If things are happening, you got to be here at 6:50. I'm like, okay, so tell me 6:50. Like, you lying. Tell me 7, bro.
You
like,
tell me 6:50.
Bro, tell me the time, and that's then I'll the be here for that.
You know what's bad? When we're outside, it's like he's already standing outside. Niggas in the car say, oh, Jermaine, your dad's outside. You scream before we even get out of the car. Seven, up.
Bro, man. I'm just not going to be like that, man. Because that shit didn't make no sense to me, bro.
It's dumb.
Even he does that shit now. I had to go. I had Sheldon go pick something up for my dad. And I gave him a time that like Sheldon was gonna be there, but I'm just like, yo, like Sheldon's. I was just trying to explain. Sheldon's a cool, flowing nigga. Like, you know, he'll get there when he gets there. You know what I mean? And he's doing it as a favor. So like, telling my dad when he's gonna get there, I had to like start pressing Sheldon. Like, all right, listen, Sheldon, I gotta give my dad a time. So like, just
I'm gonna press send on this time, Sheldon.
I remember that, shit.
Bro. You gotta confirm the time. Is this a good? Is this a reasonable?
I think I asked him, like, yo, you live this far from this location, right? Like, that's good. This is a good observation right here.
Bro, I sent my dad a time on, like, when Sheldon was going to get there, and he pressed me saying, yo, it's almost this time. I'm like, bro, it's fucking 2 hours till that time. Like, you're not leaving yet. Like, you're okay. That guy is built different, man.
Shout out Richie, man.
Mm-hmm. Sheldon built different, too. Like, today, you're like, yo, what was it, like 4 o'clock or some shit? He's like, yo, we should shoot the podcast. And then I'm like, yeah, cool, whenever y'all ready. And Sheldon's like, yeah, I'm down. Sheldon's like, what time? Sheldon's, yeah, 5 hours from now, nigga. The way you said, yeah, I'm down, man, it sounds like you're getting ready and shit. Like, you ready to go? Yeah. I was like, Sheldon, when are you coming? He said, yeah, no, bro,
he didn't even give us the time. This nigga said 8-ish. 8 ISS and press cents on that.
Bro. No. Today was one of them days. I didn't feel like paying for parking. Yeah.
You gotta respect that.
I don't say nothing, bro. I'm just easy. You say that? Cool. Yeah. 8? Cool. Works for you or for me?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. This was episode 73 of the Random Order Podcast, man. We're about to sign out. All my real ones gonna subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version and episode clips, man. Click that bell to become a true Know the Gang Eagle. If y'all already knew that. Audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts. Leave amazing reviews for future Random Order. So, you know what I'm saying? Viewers and listeners, for sure. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at the Random Order Show. Yo, we about to get this Discord active.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, you know Discord what I'm saying? Card? For
sure. Yeah, the real Eagles, man. Get these,
4ye.ca. We still getting busy. Hit up 4ye.ca. Drop your email to be notified whenever we drop some new shit. Before we drop some new shit. Yo, what's the greasing song of the day, man?
Can I say something really quick before we say the greasing song of the day? Because it's funny you said that, because I was thinking about it the other day. So I was listening to my Spotify, And I was into like my slow jam playlist. I'm not even gonna hold you, you know. I was in that mood. And In Those Jeans by Genuine came on. And I just think if that song ever came on while I was clapping, I'd have to laugh. I'd have to laugh.
I wouldn't be like, able to take it serious anymore.
You know what it is? We hear those notes.
If anything, I would turn around and then come back like laugh, like, like an evil laugh.
It's a serious come love back with song. A Vegeta smirk. It has funny vibes to me, man. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
You know, but I don't know, man.
I think that's in the that's the greasiest song of the day.
In Those Jeans,
bro. If that that's might be your right question, there,
I'm not gonna respect that.
Yo, it's like, yo, hold on, guys. Listen, I got this hook right here. Just let me know what you think. I just want to know if there's any more room in those jeans. Everyone's just like,
yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah, Dad, go do that.
I mean, the only thing is, wait, you want to get in the jeans?
The fucking song.
What do you mean? Like, look, it's a metaphor, nigga.
In Those Jeans by Genuine, man, the Greasing song of the day.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.